attacks on Ukraine's capital. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Russian forces descending on Kyiv from the air and the ground. Those ground forces getting ever closer.
That Russian convoy approaching Kyiv is actually now 17 miles long. According to these images, this convoy is just 15 miles from the Ukrainian capital. Missile strikes targeting this city once again. Small arms fire in the distance. This city will have to brace for days of fighting in what could be very bloody urban warfare.
Fox's Trey Yingston in Kyiv. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. has not changed its nuclear posture despite comments by Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Russia and President Putin have falsely alleged that it is under threat, including from Ukraine, including from NATO. Neither the United States nor NATO has any desire or intention for conflict with Russia.
And Psaki says when the U.S. and Russia have had disagreements, both countries agree that using nuclear weapons would have devastating consequences. The U.S. says it's expelling 12 Russian diplomats at the United Nations for engaging in activities it says are not in accordance with their responsibilities and obligations as diplomats. Former President Trump has appealed a judge's decision requiring answer questions under oath in New York into a civil investigation into his business practices in New York State. Lawyers for Trump and his two eldest children argue ordering the Trumps to testify violates their constitutional rights because their answers could be used in a parallel criminal investigation. President Biden is expected to launch a major overhaul of nursing home standards in tomorrow's State of the Union address. The measures would increase overall quality government oversight and continue efforts to keep COVID out of nursing homes. Wall Street, the markets closed mixed as worries continue over Russia's actions in Ukraine. The Dow lost 166. The Nasdaq gained 56. The S&P off 10 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The fight continues over Ohio's redistricting map.
Democratic groups in Ohio, led by former U.S. Attorney General Democrat Eric Holder, filing suit over a third set of Ohio legislative maps, approved Thursday by the state's redistricting commission that would give Republicans a 54% majority in the state legislature. The reworked maps, after the Ohio Supreme Court previously struck down two new state maps as unconstitutionally slanted toward Republicans under Ohio's new gerrymandering rules that mandate that maps should favor parties to win districts in proportion to their share of the statewide vote, which for Republicans in Ohio is 54%. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
There's no specific threat, but the fencing around the Capitol is back up for tomorrow's State of the Union address. The National Guard is also on standby. A vacation home rental company offering help to refugees from Ukraine.
Airbnb says it can house up to 100,000 refugees from Ukraine. The apartment and home rental company says its nonprofit unit, Airbnb.org, will offer free temporary housing. Company executives tell Reuters they have sent letters to the leaders of Poland, Romania, Germany, and Hungary offering to help house refugees. The stays will be funded by Airbnb donors to the Airbnb.org Refugee Fund and hosts. Janico Solda, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, for the eighth time in the last 2.5 months, a movie starring Tom Holland is number one. The adaptation of the video game Uncharted, starring Holland and Mark Wahlberg, earned $23.3 million in its second week of release. The comedy Dog earned $10.1 million, and Spider-Man No Way Home rounded out the top three, earning $5.8 million. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.